Hello.
Hello. Hi. Good afternoon, ma'am. Thank you so much for taking the call and happy Thursday. My name is Richard, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much. Okay. Are you Mary Martinez?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, Mary. Okay, and you are in the state of Wisconsin, right? Wisconsin?
Correct.
Thank you very much. Now, with all due respect to you, Mary, I would like to ask you what year you were born?
1949.
1949. Thank you so much, ma'am. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you more certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or do you think your vote you won't vote?
I always vote.
You always. Now, Mary, on your own words, if you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issues facing the country right now?
You really want to know?
Yes, ma'am? On your own
Everything.
words.
In my own words?
Yes,
Okay.
if you have to pick, what would you say is if the most the what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Oh, I don't know how to, I don't know how to go about it to word it, but I feel that the government, the president, whoever has the power to do anything is always helping other people instead of helping the people here. They
So
both
meaning,
try to show up and help other countries, which I know they need help. But they're not supposed to take care of the people here first.
oh, I understand that. Thank you very much. Thank you so much, ma'am.
And they lie. They lie. Well, not all of them. But lately, everyone that goes into office puts on their big front when they're running and promise so many things that they're going to do. And the last minute, they don't do nothing.
Thank you so much. I
Right
understand that.
then, they forget what they promised.
I see. Okay, thank you very much, Mary. Now, I'm going to ask this. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden, or like many other people, did you skip that one?
I voted for Democrat.
Democrat. Now, in thinking that,
I don't like Trump because I don't even know what this country's coming to. Because everything that he has done and the government is still letting him run for president, that's ridiculous.
I understand that. I understand that, ma'am. Now, I'm going to ask this here, and thinking about this November election, if the election for president were held today, what would you be voting for? Independent? Would you be voting for independent Robert Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Kennedy.
For Kennedy?
Yeah, he's Democrat.
No, this is independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
I
Thank you,
would
ma'am.
take Joe Biden over a Trump at any time.
I understand that. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there's no chances you would vote for them, and 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. Now, a rating with 0 means that there's no chances you would vote for them, and 100 meaning would you definitely vote for them. What would you rate Donald Trump? What's your rate on Donald Trump? What's your rating?
Zero.
Zero. And
Zero.
Joe Biden?
I would say 75, 80. That's the only one we have.
Yeah. So
Left.
what's the rating that you give Joe Biden? From 0 to 100.
I got 90.
90. Thank you so much, ma'am. Okay, and thinking about the election this November, when the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for Republican candidates or Democrat candidates in your district?
Democrat.
Thank you, ma'am. And if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today, will you be voting for the Republican Eric Hovde or Democrat Tammy Baldwin?
Democrat.
Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democrat Party?
The Democrat.
Democrat. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, someone agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being a target in deportation raids. Do you strongly disagree or you strongly agree?
I agree.
Okay. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure in cities and states experiencing an increase of arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Is it strongly disagree? Someone disagree, someone agree, or strongly agree, ma'am?
What did you say?
President Biden should give priority work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
I agree.
Okay. Now, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Is it strongly disagree, someone agree, or you strongly agree?
And that was Biden, you said?
Yes, from Biden, yes.
Yes.
Thanks.
Because they're doing it right now.
I understand that.
A lot of them are undocumented. They're the ones that are always working and do the hard work and get underpaid and all that.
Yes, you're right, ma'am. I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants for each. Tell me whether you disagree or agree that the president should take action to protect them. Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who has passed a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you strongly disagree or strongly agree?
I agree that if they've been here for a long length of years,
yes,
criminal, they should be given an opportunity.
Yes, I understand that. Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as a farm workers. Do you strongly disagree or you strongly agree on this?
I agree.
Thank you. Okay.
Nobody else wants to work in the field.
I understand that. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most who have lived in the United States more than 10 years, who have passed a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Do you strongly agree or you strongly disagree, ma'am?
I agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have lived in the United States over 10 years, who has passed a background check and are married to American citizens. Do you strongly agree or you strongly disagree, ma'am?
I agree.
Thank you. Now, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reforms would make you less or more likely to vote in the 2024. Now, if President Biden enacted the program, would that make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024? Now, I'm going to read this to you. A program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing and increasing the arrival of migrants is much more likely?
I don't understand the question, to be honest.
Okay, I'm going to read back to you. A program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure in cities and states experience an increase in the arrival of migrants. Is it much less likely to you or so much more likely?
More likely.
Okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Is it much less likely to you, or much more likely to you, ma'am?
More likely.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most who have lived in the United States over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much less likely, or more likely?
More likely.
Okay. And a program that keeps family together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions. Most of them who have lived in the United States over a decade are protected from deportation. Is it much less likely to you or more likely?
More likely.
More likely. We're almost done on this, okay? A program that keeps family together by ensuring undocumented farm workers. Undocumented farm workers, most who have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much less likely or much more likely to you?
More likely. They shouldn't be deported if they have worked so long in the fields as migrants.
Thank you.
Farm work.
Okay. Now listen to this one. Please indicate if you're very concerned, someone concerned, or a little concerned about what I'm going to ask. I'm going to tell you right now. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver a near pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Is it very concerned to you, or a little concerned, or not at all?
No, I'm concerned about that.
Okay.
Given an opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our community. Is it very concern to you? A little concern, or not at all?
It's very concerned.
Very concerned.
Because the problems that we have, they start at the top.
I see. Okay. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylums, internment camps near the border, and massive race to deport millions of migrants. Is it very concerned to you, a little concern, or not at all? Concern.
I'm concerned about that.
Okay. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they kill bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the borders and reform our immigration system. Is it very concerned to you, a little concern, or not at all concern?
Yes. No, I am concerned.
Thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Is it very concerned to you, or a little concerned? Not at all, ma'am.
Very much.
Very concerned.
No, I'm very concerned. Like I told you, they promise to do stuff. They promise to help the people.
I understand that.
They want to get into office. They do it for their benefit.
See, I understand that.
Not what the people need.
Okay. I'm going to read you these different approaches from former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration, and would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Okay? Now, which approach comes closer to your own view when it comes to immigration, former President Trump or former President Biden? Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in the country. And Joe Biden say, we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Is the Trump approach much closer to you, or Biden approach some close to you, or Biden approach much closer to you, or Trump approach somewhat closer to you?
Biden.
Thank you. After hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November election. If the election for president were held today, will you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. As best as you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without paper? And what is your relation to them? Are you acquaintance, friend, family members, or coworkers?
I have some family members.
Family, okay.
Friends.
Thank you.
Ex-coworkers.
Thank you, ma'am.
In the community.
Okay. Thank you so much. As a typical week, do you use any of these following sources to get your news and information? Facebook, Fox News Channel, YouTube, TikTok, MSNBC, Instagram, Spanish Language Radio Programs, Univision, Telemundo.
Telemundo. I, whatever I can catch in my eye on, whether it's
understand.
The TV, the radio, Facebook, Telemundo, whatever it is.
Thank you so much. We're almost done on this, okay? Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does a family does your family trace their heritage?
What do you mean?
From which country?
I am United States citizen, okay?
From where?
I said I am a United States citizen. I'm not from Mexico.
Okay. Yes, but I'm saying your family members. From which?
My family members, they're all from Texas.
Mexico. Okay. Thank you. Okay, Texas. Now, where you were born in the United States mainland on the island of Puerto Rico?
I was not born in that island. I was born in Texas.
Damn, okay. Were either of your parents born in the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
No.
In another country?
No. No, you're putting different answers than what I'm telling you.
No, I understand that. No, I'm just reading what it says here.
I was born in Texas. All parents were born in Texas. So
thank
why would you say Puerto Rico?
No, I'm just reading what it says here. Now, what language do you primarily speak in your home?
I'm bilingual.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican or a Democrat, or what?
Democrat.
Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
A strong one.
Okay. Thinking in political terms, will you say that you're a conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
Okay. What is the last year of school that you have completed?
I have an associate degree.
Okay.
I have my bachelor's in agriculture.
Congratulations. What is your religion, if it's any? Mary.
Catholic.
Thank you. Okay, as finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Well, you just said it.
Okay, thank you so much, Mary.
My name.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we can contact you in the future, Mary? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, Mary, so I just wanted to say, thank you so much for your valuable and precious time. We already have done with your survey. Hopefully everything changed. And I really appreciate your opinion is very confidential. Okay? So I just wanted to say thank you so much.
Thank
it has been a, it has been a pleasure speaking to you, Mary. You take care of yourself and you have a great afternoon. Thank you so much.
Okay, guys.
Bye-bye.